Welcome to the Communication and Relationship Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tonya, and I'm so proud to be a member of the Public Speakers Association and be working with my wonderful fellow speakers. And this is actually the first of a series. I thought what I would do is just go through the whole program that I do, half an hour time at each summit. So in the process of doing that, this is number one. And the title of this production, of this one, is How to Get Booked as a Speaker, otherwise known as Taking Your Show on the Road. And as you heard, I'm Elizabeth Bachman. I focus on strategic speaking for leaders and influencers. I was a former opera director, directing Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and hundreds of others. And now I train speakers on how to be fabulous in front of a group. Most importantly for today's call, I'm the creator of the digital program, How to Get Booked as a Speaker, Taking Your Show on the Road. And I really want to thank you all for being here and listening today and taking the time out of a busy day to spend half an hour with me, or spend the whole day with the summit. This is the Communications and Relationship Summit, and speaking in public is one of the best ways to communicate with potential clients, with people who need to hear what you have to say. And it does you no good to have a great speech unless you have a place to give it. And what I see all the time is I see speakers who are spending weeks and months polishing their speech, so they have the absolute perfect speech to give, but they've never actually done the work of booking themselves. So today is to show you how to do that. I recommend having a pen and paper ready because there's a lot of cool info coming up. And I'm really so excited to be talking to you about my passion, which is to help people shine on any stage. And isn't it a great feeling to be in front of listeners? You've got them engaged and they're having fun and they want you, they want your message, they want your products, they want your services. They say, yes, yes, I want to hire you. Let's not get, let's not be shy about this. I help people speak to get results. And most of the time, either directly or indirectly, it means, are you enrolling people? Are you making a sale? Are you selling an idea? Are you selling the progress of your team to upper management? Or are you selling your team, getting your team to buy in to your idea and what you want to do? All of that is part of presenting, right? And in order to do that, you've got to get booked. So write this down. Having a signature speech means you can speak anytime or any way, anywhere. So having a signature speech means you can speak anytime or anywhere. Of course, that's if you do it right. If you do it right, your ideal clients will be so inspired by your presentations, they will beg to work with you. You might have heard that before, but if that's not happening for you, or if you simply aren't even sure where to get a gig, then you're in the right place today to start to learn why. And when I share with you the systems I've refined over the last 30 years, you'll feel like you've just got a license to print money. That's not bad, is it? Printing money. So this is what I do with my clients. And it breaks my heart to see so many passionate speakers out there who are only speaking every 3 months or so, and they don't really know how to get booked, or every once in a while they will find a random booking, but they're not being systematic about it. Does this sound like you? You know you should be out there speaking, but you don't know where to start. I mean, do you know what it's like to stay safe at home, working on your computer, and then you go to a networking event and you have to watch someone else get the recognition, get the contacts, get the sales? It's actually the question I hear more than any other. How can I get more speaking gigs? Oh, and you may have been told how to do it. You may know the theory, but you aren't picking up the phone. And I know because I have been there. This is why I created the digital program, How to Get Booked as a Speaker. I developed this system because I needed it. And then I saw that my VIP clients were having the same challenge, and I started helping them. My client Gina wrote a book and she wanted to publicize it. And her agent called me and said, Gina has an important message to deliver and she has great stories, but she doesn't know how to shape them into a speech. And frankly, once she gets started on her stories, she can't stop. And then we run out of time to make an offer. So I helped Gina create a concise and powerful speech that told just enough to whet the listeners' appetites, and the books sold like hotcakes. The problem was, once she'd finished the two or three appearances her agent had set up, she didn't know how to get more gigs. And so there she was with a garage full of books, a great speech, but no place to give it. And because she'd had so much success with me in creating her speech, she asked me for help. And that's when I started to turning my gig finding system into How to Get Booked as a Speaker. And now Gina speaks 3 or 4 times a month. Even better, the book's doing so well that the publisher has asked her for book number 2. So she is happy. Now, if you're like Gina and you're still working on what to say, if you've tuned into this call to learn how to craft a brilliant presentation that brings you the clients you want, the money you deserve, and shows the world what a star you are, then please contact me after the call. I promise I'll tell you how to do so at the end. But today I'm going to talk about getting those gigs. My intention is to give you an overview of the How to Get Booked as a Speaker key secrets that hundreds of my clients and participants have used to book themselves at speaking engagements. You can use these techniques immediately to take your show on the road and make a big impact by speaking to the people who need you. Best of all, I'll tell you the most powerful, coolest tip that makes the How to Get Booked as a Speaker system different from any other system out there. I'll give you as much as I can in the time that we have, and I promise I'll tell you how to get more before we finish. So be sure to stay on till the end of the call because I have a special offer just for the listeners today. Now, the biggest problem I see with my clients is that looking for speaking gigs is too easy to put off. There's always an email to be answered or a blog article to write, and heck, if they don't know you were going to call them, they won't know till you put it off till tomorrow, right? Does anyone else do that one? That's one of the ones that my voices make me do. And before you know it, months have passed without you giving a talk. And then you're wondering where all the new clients are. It's kind of a passive procrastination. You might not even be consciously aware you're doing it. And believe me, if there were an Olympics category for procrastination, I would be a medalist. Except that I'd probably procrastinate about signing up. But, you know, procrastination, it's a truly wonderful thing, because how would we ever get our bathrooms clean otherwise if it weren't for procrastination? But meanwhile, the new clients weren't finding me and the money wasn't coming in. It took creating the How to Get Booked as a Speaker system to get me out on the speaking circuit. And I refined it through trial and error until I got something that worked. So here's the 5-step system for how to get booked. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, is this possible? You know, it would work for so-and-so. It works for her, but she's got a really big email miss. But how is it going to work for me? I promise you, if you follow these steps, you will fill your calendar with lucrative speaking gigs. So write this down. Why, who, where, what, how. That's why, who, where, what, and how. The first step is, who is your ideal client? Who really needs your services? People talk about niche all the time, but there's much, much more to this. And it's important because the more specific you can be, the better. And you know how you hear all the time, someone will say something like, oh, I work with women in transition. And yet that's such a general category. But if somebody came up to you at a networking event and said, for instance, I work with women who've been through a divorce and are now ready to move on and reclaim their power, wouldn't you have a much clearer idea about who to connect them to? I actually know of a massage therapist who was having a hard time giving away massages. He was really, it was working temping in an office because he couldn't get enough clients. He was also a triathlete. And so what he started to do was he said, I am the massage therapist for triathletes. Marketed himself as that specific thing at a well-known health club. They hired him, and now he's booked so much, he's turning people away. Just, you have to wait to get a massage with him. So think specifically about who is your ideal client. Step two is where to find them. And the first question is, the first place is look in your current circles. Who do you know who fits this description of your ideal client? And yes, I know you've heard this, but have you actually done it? A lot of people talking about what's your circle of 100? What are the 100 people that you know the best? Have you actually sat down and made a list of who these people are? And if you have done that a while ago, have you revisited that list? All of this is in How to Get Booked as a Speaker. There's an exercise page where you can write down who are the people that you know who are either in your target market or connected to your target market. The second place is identify groups where your ideal clients hang out. So if you're somebody who is a relationship coach, you're going to look for networking groups that have singles. If you're a parenting coach, you're going to look for networking groups that have parents with kids. If you're a business coach, you're going to look for business groups where they're focusing on business connections. And the third best, and really my favorite way, to find speaking gigs is from other speakers. Now, you're probably saying, yes, but if I'm not out there speaking, how do I know? Well, in How to Get Booked as a Speaker, you'll learn how to establish the strong strategic alliances, and you'll learn how to approach other speakers. Write this down. Give value, and you'll get value back. Give value, and you'll get value back. The best thing to do is when you're talking to other speakers, you say, hey, I'm a speaker. Where do you do your speeches? Who do you speak to? Where do you find your clients? Ask them about that. And then be sure that you have a couple of places that you can offer. You can say, that sounds like a good idea. You know, I did a speech the other day at this group. That might be a good place for you. Would you be interested? And then you send them the link. So if you give value first, people will be moved to give value back. The third category is what. What to say to organizers. There's a set of specific questions. For instance, you want to talk to people and you say, when you're talking to them, find out what are they looking for? Who have they had recently? Who's in the group? And what does that group need? Write this down. Ask before you tell. I see this all the time. They have speakers will call up and they say, yes, and I have this special system where it is the triangle system and you do this, 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 and this, and it gives you this, 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 and this. And they go on and on about how they do what they do and what they talk about. But they haven't actually asked, is this something that will work for you? So remember, ask first. What is the audience evaluating the speaker on? And how to get booked as a speaker, there's a whole list of questions that will blow the organizers away at how perceptive and professional you are. Make sure that you know that you've done some research beforehand. Thank goodness we have the internet nowadays. You can have a good idea of who they've had and who have they had in the past. And then see, what can you offer to this group? Part of knowing who your ideal clients are, back in the first tip, is to make sure you're not speaking to the wrong people. Because a speaking gig can be tremendously profitable, and it can be a huge waste of time. So make sure when you're calling people, you've qualified them, you've made an idea, you figured out how to get there. Who are they in your ideal clients? Are they in your niche? And then when you call up to ask them what to do. One of the best questions I got came from Carrie Hagensmith of the Speaker's Secret Weapon, and she's given me permission to use it, but she said, when you call up, you say, how do you evaluate the speakers that you bring into your organization? Write that down. How do you evaluate the speakers you bring into your organization? Now, if you're calling for a corporate event, chances are you're talking to a gatekeeper. So if you want to speak to find the right person at a corporation, the gatekeeper, the secretary, is not going to know. So the secretary will, of course, pass you to the person who knows. How do they evaluate? And then when you find the person who knows, who does the choosing, who chooses the speakers, listen to what they say. If you're speaking to organizations, chances are the person who's choosing the speakers is a volunteer, and they'll be thrilled to have you. Here's a new thought. A lot of people say to me, I don't want to bother people. Or they don't, have you ever resisted picking up the phone because you kind of think you're going to be bugging people or you don't want to harass them asking for something? Here's a reframe. The people you're speaking to, that people who are in charge of finding speakers for an organization or for a company will be thrilled to hear it. That's a big job. So if you are offering your services as a speaker who's going to bring value and who is appropriate to that particular audience, they'll be happy. So just think, before you pick up the phone, I'm offering a valuable service. So write this down. I offer a service. Now, there's one caveat to this. Before you pick up the phone and reach out to people, make sure that you've got your speaker kit ready. If you already have a speaker sheet, that's great. You'll love the tweaks and the details that we have in how to get booked as a speaker to make it even better. If you don't have one yet, I'll help you create it. The question is, how are you unique? And then the other big thing is, make sure you get someone with fresh eyes to proof your materials. This is very important. My friend Carol she put together a speaker sheet, and she decided she was going to have colored paper and colored envelopes, and it was going to be this most beautiful, beautiful thing. She was so happy to be doing this. So she got back to, she got this, and she sent them out to 100 people. And it wasn't until one of the people who knew her called her up that she realized she'd left off her phone number and email address because of the way the design, and the designer hadn't noticed it either. She hadn't noticed it, and the designer hadn't noticed it. So here she spent all this money, and she sent out speaker sheets with no way for people to reach her. So be sure. Make sure you've got some with fresh eyes to proof your materials. The next thing is use each gig to leverage the next. Once you've got the gig, once you've spoken to them, you're going to talk. Think about how to get asked back. Ask them for what they're doing. Ask them for what are they doing next. Say, if you enjoyed this, I have other speeches that I do, assuming that you do. What would be good for this? For instance, I do a speech called The Three Big Presenting Mistakes That Cost You Sales and What to Do About Them. I often do that in conjunction with this one, How to Get Booked as a Speaker, because it's the two key parts of making speaking a really useful part of your marketing. My client Carrie used one of the techniques in How to Get Booked as a Speaker, and because of that, she has tripled her engagement with her listeners. And finally, the key is how. You want to think about how you want to do this, how to get yourself to do that, because how. Oh, actually, I forgot why. You want to make sure that you have the why of this. So when you're working with a partner, the how and the why work together, actually. What you want to do is train your sales staff. Here's what I do is I have the Fabulous Friend booking system. You can always get an agent. You can use a speaker bureau and whatever. But nowadays, speakers still have to do a lot of their own work, even if they do have an agent or a speaker bureau. The best way I have found to do it is to hook up with another speaker, someone who works with maybe a similar market but doesn't do the same thing that you do, and be an agent for each other. You want to start out with why. Start out with reminding yourselves and reminding each other why you're out there. I truly believe that we have to make sure that I have a message. So I have to remind myself in all the day-to-day busyness of running a speaking career, remind myself why I'm out there, what it is that motivates me. So hook up with a partner and share your why first. This is called the Fabulous Friend booking system. Find a fabulous friend. Also needs to be someone who's at more or less at the same stage of their career. That's important. So it's someone who really is a peer. Remind yourselves of your why. And then get together and make a list of the places you're interested in speaking, a telephone list, and then once a week, you dedicate an hour or an hour and a half that is sacred. You are going to do this every week because remember, it's too easy to put off. And you call on each other's behalf. Because isn't it easier to rave about somebody else? I think of this as it's always easier to do the dishes at someone else's house system. It's always easier to rave about someone else. So I could call on behalf of Tonya Hoffman and say, oh, you've got to have Tonya speak. She's a wonderful person. She's all about the business of speaking. She's a marvelous speaker. She's so energetic. Your audience will just love her. And Tonya at the same time might be calling for me to say, oh, Elizabeth Bachman, she's the one who's going to teach you how to really get results from your speaking. You've got to have her. And then for that hour, you are the assistant to the other person. It also positions the speaker as someone who's a little higher, farther along in their career because they have an assistant. So that person will start, you start them out. And that's a way that you can find the places that really need you. And then you can probably answer some questions. You make a script for each other. So you'll be able to answer questions for them. Maybe you even have access to a speaking calendar. And then you can say, all right, I'll have Tonya call you back or something like that. That is the way to make yourself do that. The format is you call up at the beginning of the, call each other at the beginning of the hour, state your intentions, hang up, then you make the phone calls, and then you call in at the end of the hour and talk about who did you reach. That's very important, that bookending system that will give you the accountability to have you do this. This is one of the best ways to fill your client, fill your calendar with lucrative speaking gigs. My client Sandy sort of knew how to do this, but she didn't apply it. And so she invested in how to get booked as a speaker, and she worked through it. It's a digital program, so the program itself is not terribly long. It's doing the exercises, that's the challenge. And she found a buddy, and they worked through this together. They started getting gigs, and now she's speaking 4 or 5 times a month, as much as she wants, and she's not speaking any more than that because she's so busy with clients. So it's working very well. I'd like to offer you a special deal on how to get booked as a speaker. You can find this on my website, elizabethbachman.com/programs, or send me an email to elizabeth@elizabethbachman.com and say you're interested in how to get booked as a speaker. Best of all, if you go on programs, there is a special going. Normally this program would be $397, but for you today, it's only $47. So if you go now to elizabethbachman.com and look under programs, and you'll find how to get booked as a speaker. I can't wait to have you out there speaking. Thank you.